Welcome back to the Hot Tippett's Daily Pick Show here for Thursday, February 1st. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Got a decent slate of games on tap here for tonight's card. So we'll jump into a few of those here in a second. Before we do, though, looking back to Wednesday night's card, don't quite have the results for these ones yet. But as always, check the YouTube community tab or the link down below to the website to see the full results for all of those games once they are finished up. And if you haven't already joined the Discord server, click that link down below as well. You can see my recommended unit size for all of my picks exclusive over to the Dub Club, or not the Dub Club, the Discord members. And speaking of Dub Club, you no longer have to pay for it. You don't have to go through Dub Club anymore. Just click the link down below, sign up for Discord, enjoy all the benefits over there. Let me know who you guys are betting on, and let's jump into today's show. Now, we start today's show out in the A Sun as Bellarmine takes on Kennesaw State. Overall, for Kennesaw State, have been a decently strong team as far as A Sun play goes here this season. Bellarmine has had some struggles at times, do come into this game following the win over Jacksonville in their last game, what was their first conference win of the season. But they just aren't the same team that we saw, you know, the first few years in Division I, the team that was, you know, so good, especially last year and really the year before that. Obviously, the 22 season was a big one for this team. But offensively speaking, they struggled to shoot the basketball this season. Only a 47.6 effective field goal percentage on the year. Kennesaw State, the much better shooting team here this season, dropping 51.7 effective field goal percentage on the year. And while they haven't, you know, necessarily won all of their games, they've played a decently tough strength of schedule. And while they come into this game following the loss on the road against Central Arkansas, it is a Kennesaw State team that I do like at home here. And the model tends to like them at home as well. A 12.48 favorite here coming into this game. As far as the books go, has opened at 7.5, hasn't moved off that number as of the moment. A 10.07% edge towards Kennesaw State coming into this one. And I think offensively speaking, they are a very strong team. They're one of the fastest teams in the entire nation. And I think it's really going to come down to tempo. If Kennesaw State gets up and down the courts, runs in transition, I think it's going to be very hard for Bellarmine to keep up. Taking Kennesaw State -7.5 here in this game. Now we head to the Ohio Valley for this next game as Little Rock takes on SIU Edwardsville. For Little Rock, have been a fairly strong team offensively, but have struggled on the defensive end of things. SIU Edwardsville certainly has been the better team defensively coming into this match, but I think that's really the advantage to look at towards this Edwardsville team coming into this game. Their shot defense has just, you know, been the, you know, superior team, certainly only giving up a 48.6 effective field goal percentage on the season, while Little Rock giving up a 51.3. Now Little Rock has looked better in their last few games, and certainly against bad teams they haven't played horribly. They've had like some close contests, sure, but they're at home a tough team to beat, and certainly against bad teams a tougher team to beat. Now obviously SIU Edwardsville is not at the top of this Ohio Valley Conference, but they're certainly not at the bottom either. You know, definitely have tended to be more towards the top this season. They themselves have, you know, been looking fairly strong, winning four of their last five games, and defensively really just do have quite the advantage in this matchup. As far as the model goes for this game, likes Edwardsville at home, an 8.01 favorite here coming into this game. As far as the books go, like Edwardsville as well, opened at 3.5, are currently still sitting in that number, an 8.89% edge towards SIU Edwardsville coming into this game. And I really think it's going to come down to the defense in this one. I think SIU Edwardsville does enough to get the win, get the cover at home, taking them -3.5 here in this game. Now we finish up in the Big West as Long Beach State takes on Cal State Bakersfield. Overall, two teams who have been fairly evenly matched this season. Long Beach State, 274th overall. Bakersfield, the 299th overall team. You know, for Bakersfield, obviously like to slow it down a little bit more, play a, you know, slower Templar style of basketball. The Beach and Long Beach likes to speed it up, get up and down the court, certainly. But they haven't been the greatest shooting team here this season, which I think has, you know, certainly affected them at times and has made it harder against some of these tougher opponents here in conference play. Now, obviously, they've been, you know, able to win a few, have been right around the middle of the road, but they have struggled in some of their games. Do come into this one though following the win over Riverside in their last contest, but I think on the road against Bakersfield in this one, we could see them struggle a little bit. Now for Bakersfield, haven't been without their own struggles. They themselves have struggled to shoot the basketball a little bit, but defensively they have been a fairly strong team, and I think at home in this game we're going to see them play well. As far as the model goes, has them as a 3.5 point favorite here coming into this game, and the books exactly the opposite. A 3.5-point underdog towards Cal State Bakersfield here entering this game. A 15.12% edge towards Cal State Bakersfield in this contest. And like I said, I really think, especially coming off that loss for Bakersfield at home in this game, the defense slows it down and does enough to keep this one close and keep it competitive against the Beach. Taking Bakersfield +3.5 here in this game.